That's right. And I did what he asked. The boy had helped him, you see, fed him, and kept his secret. What happened to Magwitch in the end? They sent him to Australia for life because he tried to escape from the prison ship. I knew I looked so different that he would not recognize me, but I was afraid all the same. All the horror of my childhood experience with the escaped convict had come back to me, just when I thought it was safe to forget it. But once we had arrived, and I was on my way to Miss Havisham's house, I thought only of my bright future. She had adopted Estella. She had more or less adopted me. She perhaps wanted me to inherit the dark old house and to marry Estella. But even though I was in love, I didn't hide from myself the fact that I would be unhappy with Estella. I loved her because I couldn't stop myself loving her. I was surprised to see Orlick opening the gate to me. "So you aren't working for Joe any longer?" I asked. "As you see, young master," he said, rudely. I knew he could not be trusted, and I decided to tell Mr. Jaggers that Orlick was not responsible enough to work for Miss Havisham. Mr. Jaggers would probably send him away. When I entered Miss Havisham's room, there was a well-dressed lady sitting with her. When she lifted her head and looked at me, I realized it was Estella. She had become so beautiful that I felt very distant from her. In spite of all my education, I still seemed to be the coarse, common boy she used to laugh at.